Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains mentions of drowning, eating people, blood, and sword fighting.
And water.
If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up The Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The boat you are on gently sways with the ocean as your ship crests the soft waves. It's a beautiful day with blue skies and clear blue seawater beneath you. You watch the captain of the ship navigate around sharp rocks as your boat sets on its sights for the shore. As you turn to look back at the water, you suddenly hear the sound of singing. The melody starts out soft, and then the more you strain to hear it, the more voices add to the song and it becomes a thundering harmony. Suddenly your brain is shut off. There is only the song. And you start racing for the edge of the boat. Your mind no longer belongs to you. You belong to the song. The song is yours and it is calling for you. You reach the edge of the ship and grip the rail and begin to lift yourself up. The song all-encompassing, you barely feel the strong arms wrapping around you and pulling you back into the ship. You thrash against your protector, and then just as suddenly as the song appeared, it's over, and the ship is at the docks. You are safe. Killian, what is this creature?
A siren.
A siren. It is a siren. So let's open up the cryptid catalog and find out more. Before we begin, I'd like to say that we have a guest doing the podcast with us today, and that is Lupin. Yep, who is
Lupin Darcy.
Lupin Darcy, who is our 13-year-old dog.
I thought he was 12.
No, he's how long?
He's old.
He's 13 or 14. Anyway,
give or take.
So he breathes a little heavy, but he's decided to cuddle with Killian for like the first time since Killian's been born. So he's staying here. So if you hear breathing or little noises, that's Lupin. We also want to give a caveat that says that Killian, much like most people in this season, has allergies. And so he's a little stuffy.
Yes.
So if he sounds a little funny, he's okay. He's not sick. He just has allergies.
Yes.
Because last week it was below 0 degrees outside. And this week it's like 60. So, anyway. So, one more thing.
Because she's young, scratchy, and hungry.
What does that have to do with anything? Anyway.
It's just a joke.
Okay. One more thing. So, before we start, we want to say thank you to our friends Naomi and Layla for suggesting sirens and mermaids. So, thank you for listening to the show. And hopefully you enjoyed today's story. It actually came at the perfect time because Killian has been recently quite interested in sirens.
Yes.
Yes, he's been asking us to look at pictures. So, Killian, what do you know about sirens and mermaids?
The sirens will hypnotize you with a melody that's so beautiful that you fall in love with a siren. And when you come into the siren's nest, she eats you.
Yes.
That's all I know. But I know about something about mermaids.
Oh, what's
and I have another connection.
Oh, go ahead.
A very fun connection.
Go for it.
Mermaids.
Uh-huh.
The little mermaid.
Yes.
And the
what a
connection
off
the to the siren
okay.
is the sea witch. Tell them how scary I am about the sea witch.
Yes, Killian has decided in the last week to be scared of Ursula the sea witch. And that's fine. Lupin has decided to leave. Hopefully there is no noises. Anyway, so yes, Killian has decided to be afraid of Ursula. But he does like the little mermaid, right?
Now sing.
No, I won't do it. I would hurt their ears. Anyway, so what do you think sirens look like?
A bird lady.
Okay, sure. What do mermaids look like?
They are beautiful.
Okay, so sirens are not beautiful, but mermaids are beautiful. That's what you believe?
Yes.
What if I told you that sirens are also beautiful, probably?
Only the goddess ones.
Oh, there's different types. Gotcha. Okay, well, let's just get started. So sirens and mermaids have a very interwoven history with one another.
I knew it, Homer.
You knew it? You knew we were going to talk about Homer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let's start with the siren. Don't read ahead.
Okay.
Sirens are first introduced to us by the Greek poet...
Homer. Was named Medusa.
Okay. No, just hold on.
Okay.
Greek poet Homer in his epic poem, The Odyssey. Now, The Odyssey follows a king, Odysseus, on his sea voyage home after the Trojan War. You will have to read it your freshman year of high school if it's anything like when mommy was in high school. The Odyssey is one of the oldest stories still read by people today. And I think it's a story that you would actually very much, you would enjoy. It's an adventure story about Odysseus and his crew. They fight a cyclops, navigate their ship across a dangerous whirlpool, meet a witch who turns them men into pigs, and so much more.
Guess what? That's kind of like the story we did on the Kraken.
Yeah?
Yeah. Actually, Monstrum did that.
Oh. But you know what they also encounter on Odysseus's journey? They encounter sirens.
And mermaids.
No, hold on. We're just talking about sirens right now.
Okay.
So Odysseus and his crew are on an island with the goddess Circe, who warns them about their path, that it will take them near an island of sirens. Circe told them that the sirens' songs would enchant the men and cause them to steer their boat towards the jagged rocks. Their ship would crash, and then the men would be eaten by the sirens. Circe told the men to put wax in their ears when they sailed to the island. Why do you think she told the men to do that? Put wax in their ear.
So they could hear.
Exactly. So they wouldn't be able to hear.
How would they get the wax out of their ear?
It's the same thing as you put earplugs in your ear. You just didn't take them out. So now as the ship sailed towards the island of the sirens, Odysseus told his men to tie themselves to the ship and to not put any wax in his ears. He wanted to hear the siren song.
Why?
He was curious, so he told them to tie him to the ship so he couldn't leave, but he still wanted to hear it. So his crew listened, tied him up, and then put wax in their ears. So they were not going to hear it. They would be safe, but Odysseus would hear the whole thing. So the ship sailed near the Sirens Island.
Do you know why they tied him?
Why? What do you think they tied
him? There's another reason.
Go for it.
So he wouldn't steer the boat to the island and everybody else be eaten.
Exactly. So he wouldn't jump off the boat maybe himself.
Yeah.
So the ship sails near the Siren Island, and Odysseus heard the most beautiful song coming from this small, jagged island. He fought against the ropes that bound him, but he could not break free. So thankfully, they tied him super tight. But he wanted to get to the island. He wanted to meet the sirens. His crew was able to sail past the songs. Floating in the water around the island were pieces of wrecked ships and the bones of hundreds of unlucky sailors. So that's basically the story we get about the sirens in the Odyssey. Did you notice anything interesting about this story?
No.
Homer never once wrote what the sirens looked like. He didn't say.
Why?
He just didn't. That's just what he decided not to write. He just decided to write about their beautiful song and not them. So it wasn't until much later in Greek writing and art that sirens took a physical form. Originally, they did not look like the mermaids that we know today. No, they actually looked like giant birds with the heads of women. So you were right. They had massive talons, razor sharp teeth, and of course, beautiful singing voices. So let's not, though, get sirens confused with harpies, which is another half-bird, half-woman creature from Greek mythology. Harpies' bodies were mostly that of a woman, but they had legs and wings of a like a large bird. There is no definitive time for when the siren changed from a bird person to our more modern half-woman, half-fish mermaid. But time moved on, and as we have heard time and time again, stories are shared and changed with each group of people when they hear it. From the Greeks to the Romans to medieval Europe. Do you know what the medieval time period is?
No.
Okay, so it's the time frame of kings and queens in Europe. Think like King Arthur and like Renaissance fairs. Or like Sword in the Stone.
Yeah. I guess.
It's that time period. So a long time ago. So medieval artists and writers wrote about dangerous mermaids that had all the characteristics of sirens. These half-fish, half-women, creatures who would lurk in the sea and rivers and lakes and would call out to tired sailors. What do you think the mermaids would try to do if the sailor came close to them?
Eat them.
Yeah, probably. So they would enchant the sailor with their beauty and their songs. And then they would pull them overboard and into the ocean, dragging them down to the depths and eating their, wait for it, human flesh.
We haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't done a human flesh moment in a minute.
Yeah. Human flesh.
So now, don't eat my flesh, please. Now, of course, there are plenty of versions of mermaids that are kind and sweet. There are stories of mermaids who help shipwrecked sailors find their way home. There are mermaids who have magic and give magical gifts to sailors who can impress them. One of the most well-known documented sightings of a mermaid actually comes from the infamous explorer Christopher Columbus.
I thought you were going to say Christopher Robin. I was like, Winnie the Pooh.
Christopher Robin may have discovered the Hundred Acre Wood, but not the mermaids. So sorry. So during his trip into the Caribbean near the Dominican Republic, he and his crew...
Dominican Republic.
What was that about?
Because Gigi and Papa went to the...
Gigi and Papa did go to the Dominican Republic. You're right. He and his crew spotted three mermaids. In his diary, he wrote that they were... not as beautiful as they were painted. This is likely because he and his crew were seeing what they were seeing was actually my favorite animal. What's my favorite animal? A manatee. So a lot of people think that when sailors said they saw a mermaid, they were actually seeing a manatee.
Yeah, we saw that at the zoo at the Cincinnati Zoo.
The manatees?
Yeah.
They kind of look like mermaids, don't they?
Yeah, you know, the flippers.
The fins and the flippers, yes. So now you have to remember, when it comes to seeing these manatees and other sea monsters, it might have been easy for some sailors to confuse them with mermaids because they did not have glasses.
What the...
So you know how when you take off mommy's glasses or daddy has no contacts in, we can't see? Like, everything's very blurry for us? They were out on the sea with no glasses for the most part. Some of them might. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, they didn't have glasses, so they thought that these blurry little things with fins were mermaids. So that's the evolution of our sirens, who then turned into mermaids. So with all that being said and known about mermaids, are you ready for a short story?
Yes.
Okay. It's called The Old Captain's Wish. The old sea captain walked into his small wheelhouse. He walked past the faded paintings on his wall of the British Royal Navy coat of arms, the rusted swords he used to care about polishing, and he rested his hands on the worn wood of the helm. The little ship sailed along open water, its sails caught in the gentle wind. The captain took note of a large galleon just about half a mile from him. He wondered what a ship like that was doing out here. Shrugging, the old man sighed and scratched at his gray beard. The fishing hadn't gone well today, and it hadn't gone well in about a month either. The sky was turning pink with sunset, and the captain turned the ship away from the galleon and towards home. A soft sparkle danced on top of the water to the left side of the ship. The captain let go of the helm and walked outside. Quickly, he grabbed a harpoon. Maybe it was a large tuna skimming the surface, or a swordfish looking for a duel that he thought, chuckling with glee. Leaning over the edge and pointing his harpoon at the large creature, his jaw hung open and his eyes grew wide with disbelief. A mermaid! The old sea captain said to himself as he looked over the paint-chipped railing. There, swimming alongside the boat in the crystal blue water, was the backside of a mermaid. She had long black hair, dark sun-kissed skin, and shimmery golden scales along her tails and fin. He pulled the harpoon back over the railing and hid it from view. The mermaid rolled into the water, swimming on her back and looking up at the old captain. Her eyes were as golden as her tail, and the captain felt like he was being pulled into them. They stared at one another for a long moment, and then the mermaid spoke. "Please help me, sir. My brother has been taken by your kind. He is on a ship just across the waves there," she said, her voice taking on the tone of harps and violins, playing the softest duet. "I don't know if I can help," the captain choked out, looking at the massive ship. The mermaid thought for a moment and lifted herself out of the water and climbed up the side of the small boat, resting her elbows on the railing and looking down at the now poorly hidden harpoon. "You were brave enough to want to use that on me, but not brave enough to help me?" she asked, staring at the captain. The man was too stunned to speak. "If you help me, I'll grant you one wish. Do we have a deal?" the mermaid said, holding out a long, slender hand.
What's a slender hand?
Like a small, like delicate hand.
Oh.
Entranced by her words and desperate for a chance to turn his fishing luck around, he shook her hand. In an instant, the old captain was pulled overboard. The mermaid's hand held strong around his as he was thrust underwater with a speed and force quicker than any horse he had ever ridden. They raced towards the large ship, and before the old captain knew it, they were bobbing up and down near the ship's side. The old captain could hear the sounds of the sailors laughing and cheering about something. "They caught my brother in a net and hauled him onto their boat. Take this," she said, holding out her hand, summoning forth a white sword made of what looked like sharpened pearls. "Please save him, and you'll have your wish," she said, sinking below the now dark depths of the water. The sun had set now, and the stars and moon provided the only light. The captain searched the side of the ship and found the ladder leading to the deck. Peering over the edge, he saw several sailors drinking rum and dancing to the sound of someone playing a poorly tuned violin. The captain was young and had a scar that ran from his forehead to his chin. The young captain stood next to a barrel, and inside it, a young merman floated. The merman hissed and said something in a language the old captain did not understand. The young captain lifted his hand and smacked the merman. The old captain scowled. Lifting himself up and over the railing of the ship, the violin stopped with a screech. Everyone on the deck turned to look at the old man, whose clothes were dripping with the sea, and holding a sword. "Where did you come from, old man?" the young captain sneered, drawing his sword and charging for the intruder. The old captain lifted his blade and caught the young captain's downward blow, the blades slinging off one another with a loud clang. The sailors crowded around the two men as they moved around one another, slicing at each other. The young captain was strong indeed, but the old captain had fought strong swordsmen before. The old captain's tired muscles lit up with the memory of his training from years ago. With steady flicks of his wrist, he moved the young captain's swipes and jabs effortlessly to the side. The old captain made his way backwards towards the barrel with the merman inside. In a split second, the young captain closed the gap between them and struck for the old captain's gut. The old captain, moving just in time for the blade to tear into his hip, sending blood dripping onto the deck. The old captain, fighting through the pain, brought his sword of pearls down hard on the young captain's exposed arm, slashing it off with one clean blow. The crew watched in sudden fear. Some of the sailors froze in place. Others came to their captain's aid. and others charged for the old captain, who kicked the barrel over and sending the merman rushing out of the barrel and sliding towards the edge of the ship. The old man sliced wildly as the sailors grabbed at him, swords and blood flying all around them. The old captain held the merman up and threw him over the edge of the ship. The clang of swords rang out as the old man defended himself from the sailors and then flipped backwards off the side of the ship, tumbling into the dark water. The merman and mermaid were waiting for the old captain, and they raced away into the ocean with him. Finding a small island, the mermaid and merman granted the old man's wish of never having to worry about his fishing nets being empty. Sometimes while fishing in the waters, the old captain would sometimes see the specks of gold in the water, and he would smile. That's it. That's our story. What did you think?
I don't know why that was that scary.
Listen, not all of our stories can be scary. Some of them have to be nice.
Oh!
It was a little scary. There was a sword fight.
Dude lost an arm.
He did get his arm cut off.
But he did deserve it.
He did deserve it. You're right. So what do you think about sirens and mermaids?
They are crazy.
They're crazy?
Now one day when I see the little mermaid, I'm like, is there anything I can do for you to have a wish?
Oh, well, you should try and help people or maybe mermaids, even if they don't give you a wish, because it's the right thing to do. Because saving that merman was the right thing to do, wasn't it?
It was.
So,
but he was doing it for the wish.
Well, he might have been. We don't know. Can't tell a person's motive. So what did you think? Do you think there's anything scary about sirens and mermaids?
No.
No, you don't think being dragged to your death by drowning is scary?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
I was going to say, remember that next time we go on a boat. Not that we are boat people. I don't think we've ever been on a boat, but.
Yeah.
We are yacht people, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
What is yacht mean?
Daddy's being silly.
It's a big fancy boat.
One day we'll go on a cruise and maybe we'll see a mermaid.
The Disney cruise.
Of course the Disney. And you know what? If we go on the Disney cruise, our chances of seeing a mermaid are a little bit higher because Ariel might be on the boat.
Yes.
All right. So that was it. That was our siren. Thank you to our friends, Naomi and Layla, for a fantastic suggestion. If anybody else has any suggestions, send us an email or message or like DM us on Instagram. We've got a very long list of some really cool suggestions. We have very cool listeners who send lots of cool suggestions. So,
yeah, like the Thunderbird.
Don't spoilers. Anyway, so that is it. My name is Karina.
My name is Killian. This is the Amazing Daddy.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching. Let us do more human flesh moments.
Okay.
Human flesh.
Okay. Do not lick my arm. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemesterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemesterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.